Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's our best friend. Our best friend forever. Dan Reynolds is on the phone.
Hey.
Dan, how are you doing? Welcome home.
Hey, guys. Thanks. Good to be home.
Oh, man, you are all over the world. And I was exhausted just watching all the places that Imagine Dragons were touring. How was it? How was the world tour?
Oh, man. I mean, there's really no way to put it in words. I mean, it's incredible to go out and do what you love every day and play music and see different people from all around the world and different cultures come together and kind of unite with music. And so, yeah, I don't know. It's really impossible to explain, but I just feel so grateful. And it was just the best year.
Was there one standout night of the tour? And I'm sure that's really hard, but was there a couple that like really you're never going to forget from that tour?
Yeah. You know, there was a moment, there was a lot of moments, but I think one that's fresh on my mind, cause we were just there, was in Russia. We played in Moscow, 57,000 people at a stadium, and during one of the songs, hundreds of people in the audience held up rainbow flags, and that was so powerful. It was just this, especially because in Russia and what that stands for there, I don't know, it was just a really emotional moment, and all these people were in tears, kind of, you know, holding up these rainbow flags, and the security didn't know what to do because they're really not allowed to have that there, and so, I don't know, that was a really beautiful moment for me.
I got to say it, Dan, and I will say it. Hubba hubba, brother. Your body transformation, it seems like over the 6 months, I don't know, you look amazing, dude. You look jacked. You're ripped. What have you been doing to your body, man? You look amazing.
Man. I have an incredible trainer who just put me on this awful diet where I don't eat sugar, dairy, bread. Then he just put me through the ringer every morning before tour.
I started following him on Instagram. Is his name Thor?
No, his name is Brad. But that kind of tells you everything about him you need to know. It's like he loves comic book figures and grew up on Marvel. And
he looks like the guy on Game of Thrones, the redhead guy.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. We would get stopped all the time, and people would ask him, "Hey, are you on Game of Thrones?" Like all over the world.
Oh man, but he's got you doing like heavy duty workouts. They look like a lot of the workouts we do in CrossFit that you're doing. They're intense.
Yeah, it's a lot of like Olympic lifting and stuff you just never want to do. It's like workout legs, and guys never want to do that, and he just makes you do it. But, you know, I'm grateful for it because I have two autoimmune diseases that have been in remission now for over a year, and it really is due to him and kind of going on an anti-inflammatory diet and having an anti-inflammatory exercise routine that kind of puts blood through all my joints. I have an inflammation problem with my joints, so it's been really life-saving for me in a lot of ways.
It's amazing. And, you know, you guys were doing your world tour over the summer. And I felt like Mercedes and I, when you were out there on tour, we got to know your brothers very well over the past summer.
And your sister.
Yes. We wanted to get, God bless your parents, because they've raised amazing children. We wanted to bring in all the Reynolds siblings and do like a family feud to see who's the smartest.
Oh, man.
But I did meet your one brother, Brandon. And it was such a breaking news. He cut off his ponytail this summer.
Yeah, he cut it off. Praise the heavens.
You know what's funny though? Your sister, she sent me an email saying she's the favorite of the family. Would you agree with that or no?
Yeah. Oh yeah. For sure. She's like always been like the sweetest, most wonderful, loving, strong, independent, just ever sibling to have, and has taken care of me my entire life.
Oh,
yeah.
You guys are all just such a great, your parents seriously must be so proud, and they've got to be proud about what you're doing on Friday night, and we're so proud to be a part of the Rise Up Gala that's happening. I think this is our fourth year involved, and tell everybody about TRF and just what this does for kids. It's amazing.
No, I mean, first of all, thank you guys so much for being involved for so many years now. This is going to be the fifth year. We've raised over $5 million for pediatric cancer. Specifically, it goes just directly to the families who have a child that has cancer to help alleviate all the costs that come with that. There's a lot of unforeseen costs, like dietary changes, and sometimes a parent has to drop out of work to take care of the child full time, or just, you know, paying off the house, things like that. We come in, we bring a financial advisor who comes and looks through all their bills and helps them just not have to worry about all those costs. So over 500 families helped in 5 years. Over $5 million, and it's just incredible. It's my favorite time of every year is this gala, and so I'm really excited this weekend to be home in Vegas and for a great cause.
Well, you know, since you are home in Vegas, you know what else is this weekend is Bye to Las Vegas, and I know you have a special affinity to that. If you want to stop by, I think we
when
can hook
that?
You up with
no,
tickets.
I totally want to.
It's Saturday. It's Saturday, so
Saturday?
Day after.
Okay. There, I think I'm in Vegas. So I'm totally going to take you up on that.
Oh, yeah. Text me, and I will even get you VIP passes, Dan.
I'll get you a parking pass if you need it. We were actually, Mercedes and I were looking at on YouTube some videos of when you guys played Bite of Las Vegas, and it's just so interesting to see how all of us have changed throughout the years, because that was like 2008 or I think 2009 is when you played Bite of Las Vegas for us.
Yep. That was the first big show we ever, I mean, that was the first time I was on stage for, you know, thousands and thousands of people. It was when Train singer Pat got sick and they called and just said, hey, do you guys want to fill in the main stage spot? And we had just been, you know, like a tiny band opening in the morning. But of course we said yes, went on the stage, and, you know, it was scary, I felt, because everybody was waiting for Train, and we were like, okay, sorry to let you down. We're just this little local band, but the crowd was amazing, and that was one of the pinnacle moments that took the band off. So we really owe you guys everything. I mean, you guys were the first ones who spun us way back in the day with It's Time. I remember sitting and listening to it on the radio. Just like, it's pretty incredible to see what's happened in the last 10 years.
You guys, it was all your talent. It's funny, though, because I've always wondered, did you ever run into Pat from Train and have a conversation about
totally.
That? What happened?
Yeah. He was amazing. I mean, he was like the nicest guy I've ever met in the industry. He just was so down to earth and incredible. And, you know, I don't think he realized how big of a moment it was for us. And that was actually, I think, the first time he'd ever canceled a show or something crazy like that. Like, he never gets sick. He never cancels. But, yeah, he was just so gracious and it was the nicest guy, like just a great interaction.
Be honest, did you guys like poison his food that day so you could go on stage? I'm kidding.
I've been keeping it a secret for a long time. That was exactly the plan, and it worked out exactly.
It is a great formula of success. So any new bands that are opening up festivals with major headliners, you know, put a little lysine in their food. You know,
it's like Showgirls, but band edition. You know, words can't express just what an amazing human being we think you are. How you are using your platform to spread love and open people's eyes and just spread goodness. It is. You're such an inspiring person. We're honored to be a part of the big gala on Friday. We cannot wait to see you there, Dan.
Hey, well, love you guys. Thank you so much for all the support through all the years. And can't wait to see you guys this weekend and raise some money for some families that need it. So thank you guys so much.
And also, too, if anyone that's not going to be there Friday night, trf.org, your entire performance will be streaming live so everyone can watch it and soak in the evening. And you tell stories about the songs. It's such a wonderful event, trf.org, to live stream the event Friday night.
I think I could be wrong, but I think it's live streamed on our Facebook page, and trf.org is the website that you can donate. But maybe it's streaming there too, but I know it's streaming on the Facebook page. So maybe just look at both.
No excuses. It's somewhere.
Sure.
And kiss those beautiful babies for us too, Dan, okay?
I will. I did today, and I will again later today.
All right. Have a great one.
Friday,
we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.
See you. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.